practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio today to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church with others of like precious faith. Today, let's begin the program with a song that is simply entitled Redeemer.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? Who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer. Testify, let this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer lives. The very same God that spins things in orbit, He runs to the weary, the worn, and the and the same gentle hands that hold me when I'm broken, they conquer death to bring me victory. Now I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify, let this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer lives to take away my shame, and He lives where forever I'll proclaim that the payment for my sin was the precious life He gave. But now He's alive, and there's an empty grave. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify, let this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer. Let this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives.
The distinguishable mark of Christianity is the fact that we serve a risen Savior. Of course, it was 2 weeks ago today that we celebrated the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, recently I had somebody ask me, how do you know that Christianity is true? How do you know it's the right religion, as it were? And my answer was simply because of the fact that we have a resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad today that Jesus Christ is alive and that we can sing along with that particular song, My Redeemer Lives? I'll tell you what, that is the message that will change the world. In fact, I should say, it's the message that did change the world, because through the message of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, many people around the world came to know the Lord Jesus. And consequently, there have been Christians in this world ever since the resurrection of Christ, proclaiming the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ and the abundant and eternal life that he has to offer all those who call upon his name. How we rejoice that we have a risen Savior, a Redeemer, and his name is Jesus. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today, and I trust that you are getting ready to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. If you don't know where to go, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. Of course, we always have midweek services with a prayer and Bible reading service at 7 o'clock, where we study the Word of God and read the Word of God and pray and just fellowship with the things of the Lord. And then, of course, at 6:30, we always have our children and youth programs every Wednesday night. And so we would invite you to come on out and be a part of us, even today. This morning, during the morning service, we will be having a special speaker with us. He is Joe Bavar, who is with Seedline International. And one of their ministries is to print the Word of God and send it around the world. But in addition to that, they lead what we refer to as Bible reading marathons. Next weekend is going to be the National Bible Reading Marathon in Washington, D.C. And he is, of course, coming through the area so that he might be able to go down there and be involved with that. And I would encourage you to pray for Seedline International as they put on this particular ministry, because we know that the Word of God never returns unto us void. And so as the Word of God will be read there in the nation's capital next week, just pray that it will have a positive effect upon the lives of those who hear it. And of course, we know that it will. Well, if we can ever serve you spiritually, please do not hesitate to contact us. You can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us, and our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. We just had a great week this past week in our annual missions conference, and I know that many of us are excited now about missions. You know, missions is something that is a priority in the heart and the mind of God. And it's something that, as Christians, we should be involved with. And it was just great this past week to be able to get together with a number of the missionaries that we have supported for many years to see what God is doing in their lives. Missions will revive the heart of the Christian. And I think that there were many in our church, there are many in our church, who were revived because of the effect of the missions conference in their life this week. Faith Baptist Church is a missions-minded church, and it is our prayer that we will become even more of a missions-hearted church in sending missionaries around the world. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio this morning. I thank you for each and every person who is listening right now. It is my prayer that as we focus on you, that if there is even one who has not yet trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that this morning will be the time in which they'll call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save them. Take this broadcast and use it for your honor and your glory, and we'll be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's a piano solo with that old hymn of the faith, Only Trust Him. From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, we turn to the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 11, and I would like to read with you verses 9 and 10. Luke chapter 11, verses 9 and 10, where the Word of God says, as Jesus is speaking, "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, the Gospel of Luke chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. And now before I deliver a message entitled All Scripture, let's listen to a good old song that always encourages me every time I hear it, and I trust that it does you as well. It's entitled Sheltered in the Arms of God. Great to know that as Christians, no matter what we go through, that we are sheltered safe within the arms of God. And that's the security that we as Christians have And as we are safe within the arms of God and sheltered there, we know that God is working all things together for our good and for His glory. And we can trust Him and depend upon Him for that. Well, today I want to speak to you on the simple subject entitled All Scripture. So if you have a copy of God's Word, please turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I'd like to read with you verses 14 through 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17, where the Word of God says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. And there we see that the Apostle Paul was speaking to Timothy and reminding Timothy that he came to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ by hearing the Holy Scriptures that were taught to him by his mother and grandmother. And it is absolutely true that it is the Scripture that makes one wise unto salvation. But I want us to focus on verses 16 and 17 for a few minutes this morning, where we see that it speaks concerning all Scripture. Number one, we see that all Scripture is inspired. You see that there in the first part of verse 16, where it says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God." When it talks about all Scripture, it means everything from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, to Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. In other words, everything that we find in our Bible is inspired of God. That is, it's God's message to us. Now, that word inspiration is a very significant word. It comes from two Greek words, which means God-breathed. God-breathed. In other words, even though God used over 40 authors, or I should say at least 40 human authors to record the Bible, we recognize that each one of these men who wrote did not write from their own thoughts. They didn't sit down and say, "Now, what am I going to do to write Holy Scripture?" No, it was the Spirit of God who led them and directed them into what they were to write. And so when we pick up, for instance, 2 Timothy chapter 3, we're not just reading the words of the Apostle Paul, but we are reading the words of God as He inspired the Apostle Paul to write them down. And that's the case with every book of the Bible, from Genesis through Revelation, that which we read, even though it was recorded by human authors, came from the heart of God as He breathed His word in their minds, so that even though He used their own individual personalities, what they wrote was exactly what God wanted them to write, and what they wrote was exactly what God wanted us to read and to understand. So all Scripture is God-breathed. Secondly, we see that all Scripture is profitable. Again, 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable. Every now and then you'll run across someone who says, "I don't read the Bible because I do not believe that it is relevant." Well, beloved, the Bible is very relevant. It says here that it is profitable. In other words, it is relevant for four areas of our life: for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. In other words, the Bible, the Word of God, the Scripture is profitable for doctrine. That is, it teaches us all about who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. That word doctrine often scares people away, but it simply means teaching. God's Word teaches us everything that we know we need to know about God. But then it is profitable for reproof. That means that the Word of God shows us when we are in sin, or when we have erred, or when we have gone wrong. If we're not in the Word of God, we will never know, perhaps, when we are going down a sinful path. It's the Word of God that shows us sinfulness. And often it shows us the sinfulness in our own individual lives when we read it. Then the Word of God is profitable for correction, which means that even after we have sinned and gotten away from the Lord, it is the Word of God that can and will correct us and bring us back into a right relationship with God, so that we might live for His glory and experience His blessing. And then finally, the Word of God is profitable for instruction in righteousness, which means that it's the Word of God that teaches us how to live on a day-by-day basis, that we might bring glory to God and that we might experience His blessing in our lives. And so you see, God's Word is profitable. All Scripture is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. You know, you can pick up a book that you find in a bookstore today and read it, and it might be informational, but it's not necessarily going to be profitable for your eternal destiny. But the Bible is profitable for our eternal destiny. As Paul said to Timothy up there in verse 15, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. God's Word is profitable in the sense that when we read it, it will bring us to the recognition that we need the Lord Jesus Christ. It will bring us to the point where we can trust Jesus Christ as Savior and be born again. It will bring us to the point where we can grow and understand the truth of God and His Word. And so all Scripture is profitable. Thirdly, we see that all Scripture is effective. Verse 17 of 2 Timothy 3 says this, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. The man of God there is talking about the person who knows the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And so we could say the person of God, the man, the woman, the boy, the girl, whatever the case is, who has trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, is that which the Word of God will work to bring that person to spiritual maturity, as it were. When it says that the man of God may be perfect, that does not mean sinless perfection. But it does mean that when you and I as Christians are in the Word of God, and when we read the Word of God and study the Word of God and apply the Word of God to our life, that the Word of God will use to build spiritual maturity in our life, that we might live to please God and experience the many blessings that God has to pour out upon us. Somebody once said about 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 that the Word of God is designed to make the man of God the way that God wants them to be, and that is perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. The more we are in the Word of God, the more we are going to grow spiritually, the more we will know what it is that God wants us to do, and the better equipped we will be to serve the Lord. So it's important that we as Christians be in the Word of God consistently. All Scripture is inspired. All Scripture is profitable. And all Scripture is effective. I trust and pray that you will see to it that the Word of God is a vital part in your life. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus today and ask Him to save you, and He will. But if you truly are a Christian, spend time in God's Word, which is inspired and profitable and effective, and you will see how it will bring blessing and strength and encouragement to your heart. I want to thank you so very much for joining us on the program today. Now go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. And until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.